Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
And Fermin swings, sends it in the air to center field. Routine for Pete Crow Armstrong. Backpedaling, he's got room. He makes the catch. And the Cubs have won this National League wild card 2-1 as the Padres' 2025 season comes to a close with a ninth inning rally that fell just short.
They put guys on. They gave themselves an opportunity at the end. But they come up short. Cubs will advance to play the Brewers.
And Manny's going to cruise. That's what's it.
We should probably bring back that whole embarrassing, cringe-worthy Padres video. Hilarious. Welcome back. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 today. There is going to be some football conversation on the show. We're going to talk with Olin Kreutz at 4 o'clock. Dan Wiederer, Weedsy, is going to join us at 5. Matt Walsh is going to be in studio with us in the next segment. Excited to see him and talk to him about his new project, The Unexpected.
And the Bears. He was at Bears Raiders in Vegas and the stadium and the whole schmear. But, yeah, Padres showing their backside on the way out of that series. And you heard Tony Gwynn Jr., who sounds exactly like Tony Gwynn Sr.
He sure does.
It's like, it is jarring how much he does. But the Padres, they did some embarrassing-ish. There's the video of the umpires leaving through the visiting dugout at Wrigley.
And the Padres are waiting for him.
Dude, just laying into them and going off about the strike call to Xander Bogaerts against Brad Keller. Interesting thing on that, by the way, I was just looking at somebody had tweeted, I just retweeted it, the Baseball Savant strike zone graphic on their website actually has that as a strike in the bottom corner of the zone. This ABS system next year,
it could be problematic.
It could be a little bumpy.
So the Brewers had a practice yesterday.
Okay.
And in the practice, they had like an intra-squad game, right?
That's the Phillies did that for 30,000 people, by the way.
So what happened with the Brewers is they were using the system. So they had an umpire behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
Hmm.
And each pitch was getting reviewed. And they were giving the umpire the business for all of the calls that he was getting wrong.
That's interesting.
They were doing it jokingly. But it was still interesting to see that play out, like that dynamic play out. Next year could be not fun.
Yeah, it's going to be. There's going to be a learning curve, and there's going to be a lot of conversation at the beginning. But this year is still going on. You mentioned that the Brewers might not have somebody as part of their roster moving forward.
They will not have Brandon Woodruff. He will not be available to them in this series. They think that he might be able to join them if they were to make the World Series.
That's a big the World Series. Wow. So not even next round if they make it through. That's a big deal. Brandon Woodruff, who was an absolute beast as a starter when healthy, was available before last season, but he was definitely going to be hurt all last year. And I remember there were rumors of the Cubs maybe thinking about it. The Brewers did it. They paid him last year and he didn't pitch. And then he didn't pitch until midway through this year, but then he was great. He was really, really good. And the whole two-year investment was about having him for this moment right here. So that's a big blow to them that he's not going to be available. He was probably game two starter for them if he was healthy.
Freddie Peralta to start game one, and then it's between Priester and Jose Quintana for game two.
God, that's unbelievable, isn't it? Quinn Priester is a great story. They made that trade with the Red Sox early on. That's a local kid from the Chicagoland area. Grew up a huge Cubs fan, so that could be juicy. He's been really good for them this year.
So, yeah, the Padres themselves kind of embarrassed themselves a little bit. Tanny wanted to run through it, and I support that he wants to run through it. So let's – I don't know if – with the Arise thing, I'm kind of stuck. I'm kind of stuck on the Arise thing on whether it was hustling or not.
He hits the line drive to Swanson.
And thinks Dansby, he's out.
He thinks he's out. He thinks Dansby goes up and gets it. So he pulls up.
Yeah. But still, let's hear it anyway.
Here's the 1-1. Luis swings, lines it sharply up the middle. Swanson had it, dropped it, picks it up, throws to first in time. And I don't think Arise was running all the way. Swanson jumped up in the air to make a great play, but it kind of squeaked out of his mitt. And still able to reach down, pick it up, and throw Luis out. And Arise might have been halfway to the dugout.
Luis was kind of already rounding, thinking it was going to be a single. Dansby skies to get it. Comes out of his glove and is able to kind of regroup, get the throw off for out number one.
I don't like that guy.
Not Arise?
Tony, yeah, not Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm fine with him. Arise.
You don't like the play-by-play guy?
No, he's fine too. I forget his name. But he's fine. I don't like Arise. Arise is a weird and selfish player from some stuff that I've heard.
Selfish. He broke up Dylan Cease's no-hitter a couple years ago. We hate him.
How dare he? He also tagged first base with the ball.
That's his thing.
Like a whole, look at me. Look how cool and weird I am. Whatever. But yeah, I exult in the fact that he read that one wrong. He was in trouble. What?
Okay, Tony La Russa.
It's kind of a dig me guy. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, baseball police Maddie over here.
No, that's your gig. You're Lawrence McCann. We've established
it's,
that.
It's true. I don't like the sunglasses thing. It really bothers me.
I know.
Because it's like it's a simple solution to fix that. Like it's right. It's on a statue right outside your ballpark. Yeah. Flip downs. Get yourself some Dwayne Wayne's.
So there was that. And then there's Machado.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said, Tone. Then there's Machado after the game being kind of, in Tanny's words, I haven't heard this yet. Says Machado was being a bag with a local reporter in postgame.
I know it just ended, but how do you assess a season like this?
I mean, what type of question is that, dude? My guy. How do I assess the season? We just lost. How do you think I assess this? How do you think I assess it?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
You tell me. What's a loss?
Zero.
We lost. How do you assess it? It's a loss. You lost.
Fair enough.
Come on, dude. I mean, you could ask better questions than that. Let's go. Come on.
Thank you.
You know, wait till the last second to ask that question. Come on, bro. No better than that.
There's nothing wrong with that question.
He wasn't talking about the game. He's talking about the season.
It's a long year. You played well, and then you didn't in a short sample.
And this seems to be a thing with the Padres. It's kind of how it goes, that they look like a team that could win the World Series, and then they usually fall flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of their thing.
I mean, Stephen Kwan was asked the exact same question yesterday in Cleveland. And he said, you got to take this as a learning opportunity. You got to take this as one to hold on.
The one thing that no one's talking about, though, with this is the reporter was actually Dustin because they were looking for drops for the, for the 5-5.
You could ask better questions than that. Let's go.
It's the pick six, Tanny. 5-5 hasn't existed in a long time.
That's it, 5-5. That's what they have it labeled as still, yeah. The pick six.
Go get it at Arby's.
Or was it, I got five on it. I get confused. I get easily
That's
confused.
At noon.
Thank you.
I got 5-5 on it.
I will pick six. So what are we going to do at four? We should do something at four. The four pack at four. The four questions like Passover. We can play the Ed Farmer drop.
Kind of feels like it's only that's narrow casting a little bit.
It really is. Well, yesterday was a big day for that. You looked around and you're like, let's see, who's Jewish today and who's not Jewish today?
And then people popped up.
Dude,
the sun went down. It was great.
I had a friend who broke his fast. You're supposed to fast on Yom Kippur, right? I had a friend who broke his fast in section 221 yesterday.
Hell yeah.
At the ballpark.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
He went there hungry, not having eaten all day. And then as soon as the shadows got across the outfield.
He was like, hey, sun has gone down. I like the way he thinks.
It's a ballpark sundown. And he broke out a bagel he had brought into the park.
Bring on all the leavened and unleavened bread you can find. Let's keep this thing going. All right, so look, let's not dwell in the negativity of the Padres and whatever it is they got going on. Let's live in the space of the Chicago sports fan needing this and deserving this.
That's the thing. That's the thing I woke up realizing. Just how much fun this series ought to be is that we hate teams from Milwaukee and Wisconsin. We always have. We always will. Bucks and Bulls has been juicy when it takes place. Obviously, the Packers and the Bears is one of the best rivalries in professional sports. I mean, hell, Marquette and DePaul when both teams are good.
Even when they're not. I hate them.
The Milwaukee Brewers are better than you, Cubs organization. You passed the Cardinals in 2015, but then in 2018, the Brewers passed you. And they've had your number. They are the better organization. They are the better team in that division. And they were obviously the best team in baseball this year. What an opportunity for this series. And Chicago sports fans have needed the excitement and good vibes of some success followed by a relevant rivalry series that this should bring. This should be fun as hell. Make sure that you are loud when you get a chance to boo the Brewers and go up there and buy tickets.
Okay, so yeah, I sometimes teams will geofence. I don't know if that's a thing that can happen with the playoffs.
I don't know either. The Brewers did it though. The Brewers did it just like the Nashville Predators did it to Blackhawks fans,
which I find to be low rent. Like the idea of if you have a different zip code, you can't buy tickets to see your team.
I don't know if the Brewers still do that. They did it for a while, where an Illinois credit card you could not buy a certain amount of tickets via MLB.com or what have you. I don't know if they still do that. Wrigley North going to be in effect?
I would imagine, because remember, there are still a lot of Cub fans that do live up there. And then you add in, I don't know what the policy is for postseason tickets. If they're available to everyone, they should be. But then you start thinking about all of the Cubs fans who live closer to that ballpark than their own. Yeah. And there's a bunch. Like it might only take you an hour to get to Milwaukee, where if you live in Lake in the Hills or wherever, it takes you 2 hours to get to Wrigley Field because of the traffic snarl.
Well, the other thing, the dynamic that takes place is that season ticket holders who have perhaps been selling their tickets on the secondary market for a lot of the regular season actually end up using their tickets in the postseason. I know that was true at Wrigley. I know that was true at Wrigley this past week. They're like, oh, wow, like the secondary market, there's not quite as much out there, stuff like that. So maybe Brewers fans who have been selling to Cub fans for regular season series are actually going to use their tickets this time around in the postseason. I'll be interested to see what the mix is. Because often for a Brewers-Cub series, it's what, 60-40 Brewers fans? Something like that. Like, Cub fans represent strong. I've been up there for games where it's felt 60-40 Cubs fans. I've been up there for certain games like that, but I'll be shocked if it's not, I don't know, 70-30 Brewers fans. And even that is going to feel like a lot of Cub fans.
Yeah, and whatever the team is, the road team is, their fans in the other stadium are going to be loud. Like, Brewers fans that make it down here, they're going to try and get loud, and there will be the fun shouting down of the opposing fan that goes on. But yes, it is nice to know that if you're the Cubs, that you will have a traveling band of fans that are looking forward to trying to take that place over.
Yeah, man. I mean, I hope I'm not overstating the Wisconsin-Illinois thing.
No, you're not.
And the Brewers-Cubs ought to feel like that.
I mean, White Sox-Brewers used to be that when they were in the American League together.
Yeah, yes, it's true. That is true.
So, I mean, there's a whole thing.
I've been to a White Sox-Brewers game at Milwaukee County Stadium back in the day when interleague play didn't exist and that was your local rivalry.
And honestly, like the way that not even the fans, but like the citizens of the two states talk about the states. Like you don't even have to be a Cub fan to have a thought on Wisconsin.
Without a doubt. We asked Nico if he was going to stop at the Mars Cheese Castle. He said, yeah, just to assimilate to the way the locals live, you know, load up on cheese.
There was one more step to that question that we could have asked him, and I'm glad we didn't.
You wanted to.
I really did. Because it's
a third stop that apparently you make sometimes.
No, I'm just saying that's another reason why that's right there across the border.
Fireworks.
And then, of course,
that's Indiana.
There's always the bong recreational area that's available to you on your way up to Milwaukee.
A lot of those things go together.
Yes, they do. The cheese.
The bong.
The pornography. It all goes together.
I don't like when cheese and pornography mix.
Well, we don't kink shame here.
That's true.
If that's what you like.
That's true.
What you like. As long as everyone's consenting, it's all good.
Texter's getting in on this. I got three Cub fans driving up in the morning. So count us down for three. Here's one. We got tickets for Monday already. Here's another. Brewers are still doing that. We were looking at tickets last night. They wouldn't let you buy with an Illinois zip code.
That is messed up. I would have figured the MLB was in charge of that.
I don't even know if it's – is that legal?
Let's not give MLB another thing to have their hands on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They struggle with stuff. They really do. I saw CC Sabathia, though, with the commissioner the other day at Wrigley.
CC will get them right.
CC was wearing a Fear of God baseball jacket. And Fear of God makes excellent stuff. I didn't know they made baseball stuff. I didn't know they had a partnership.
So you're in on that?
Yeah, looked good. Look good.
CC has become quite the ambassador of the game, man. I like when guys kind of lean into their unk phase when they're done, and he's been one of the guys that's done it. Locally, Cliff Floyd is like that. Like, he's totally leaned into being baseball uncle around here and, like, helping you figure some stuff out about what's going on with the game. It's beautiful.
Man, it's interesting. So baseball uncle, is that in terms of, like, you know, local access, like if you need somebody to teach your kid how to hit, he'll connect it that way?
No, guys that just want to give back to the game. So like Cliff Floyd, CC, Curtis Granderson, baseball uncle, like in all the ways with Curtis Granderson where he is doing that.
Yes,
or,
yes.
Hey, let me build these diamonds over here at my alma mater.
Curtis is doing that in the community.
But I like seeing some of the guys like peek their heads out to like talk about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that more of the recent retirees feel comfortable being out here and sharing what it is that they know about the game, whether it's online or doing videos or talking about at bats, like seeing that there's stuff that they can share that people actually want.
I really love when the former players come out to hang for these games of consequence.
Yeah, it was wild to see Jake Arrieta just around.
Yeah, and Jake Arrieta told the Midday Show the other day that he wanted the Cubs to finish it in two because he was leaving the next morning. And then there's the seventh inning stretch yesterday in game three. And
there he is.
And there's Jake Arrieta. So he did not leave. Ryan Dempster, I'm told, talked him into sticking around and also being a part of the stretch.
And you had like the civic pride thing going on. The Blackhawks were at game two.
Game two.
And they may have been there for game three. The Bears were at game two and three. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, was like, hey, my guys have got the weekend off.
Yeah.
I've got the weekend off. Or he probably only gave himself the night off. I'm going to grab my family and we're going to go see a Cubs playoff game because I don't have a game to get ready for this weekend.
Well, and we know that Ben's history, his love affair with Chicago was that he and his family and he and his wife had been doing a Cubs trip every year.
Yep.
Leading up to this particular hiring cycle that was part of his Chicago Desires, where that he has a relationship with the city and with Wrigley. So that's awesome.
How cool is that, that it plays out in year one of your coaching tenure, where maybe it's in the back of your mind, it's on the list, but it's way down on the list of reasons why you choose the Bears.
Yeah.
But it's on it. And then that first season, you're like, oh, bleep.
Wait a minute.
Cubs are playing a playoff game of consequence? I'm going.
In our bye week?
Yeah.
Where you can get away with going there?
Yeah. The stars aligned and everything.
That nobody with a sane mind in the entire sports radio universe would be upset with the Bears going there. Nobody would be upset.
Well, one person.
All right, one guy.
Well, we'll see what happens. If they lose against Washington next week, we can go all the way back to the Bears being at games 2 and 3 of the wild card.
Ten days earlier.
And that's why their run game doesn't work.
Why weren't they working on the run game? And why were they wearing vests when they went to games 2 and 3?
And the Blackhawks return to the ice next Tuesday, NHL opening night, against the defending champion Florida Panthers at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on ESPN. Triple header that night. Penguins, Rangers, Avalanche, Kings. Ben, I know you got the pin on this. Panthers, three-peat this year. What do you think?
If you say so. I mean, good luck to them. Are you asking me if I'm going to be watching?
No, no, you'll be watching, of course, because you work for ESPN. You'll be watching
there,
Friday night.
He said there was zero chance that he was going to be watching. And I laughed out loud because you're running the promo because it's ABC ESPN.
Did you see later the next day, Freddie Fermin blocked a ball in the dirt, the Padres catcher, and Ben McDonald says, that's a great save.
Kick save and a beaut. Yes.
He knew what he was doing.
Someone made that phone call.
Beavis Batman came up on him and said, don't you ever say that again.
I mean, the ESPN hockey music is iconic, though.
I'll say this. It's always so weird when the TV crew is a hodgepodge mix of national people after you've been with your locals the whole time. I thought it was really smart to have Kevin Brown there with his partner, Ben McDonald.
I thought they were pretty good.
I think Kevin Brown is outstanding. And Ben McDonald, better than I realized. And the fact that they come equipped with a pre-existing chemistry, it was really comfortable. They had legit conversations.
Drop Jess in there, too.
Absolutely.
And have a little bit of fun. And I like that it had a different... I like that Ben McDonald has a different sound as a color analyst, and I thought that it played. I thought it played well.
I thought Kevin's very confident and very willing to say, that's a terrible call, and the ABS system is coming next year. Things like that. Or like, that is horrendous base running, or whatever. Like, Kevin Brown is not afraid to call it as he sees it in the moment. For a young broadcaster, very impressive.
You're excited about who's calling this series, though, right?
On the TV?
Isn't Ron Darling calling?
Ron Darling is on color for Turner. That is true. You know who's doing the radio call up the dial?
Pat and Ron?
No, that's the radio call.
That's the only radio call that I'm aware of.
I won't reference the other one then.
All right. Good idea.
He's a pal, though, and I'm glad he's going to be local once again.
Is it Boog Chombi?
It is. It is.
Oh, wow.
And he's the number one radio guy. So Dodgers and Phillies is a higher profile. But
maybe you want to stay at home.
I don't know.
Our buddy Matt Walsh is going to come and hang out with us. We got to talk about stuff in his new movie next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Gentlemen, my next guest tonight is a very funny man who stars in one of my favorite shows of all time, Veep.
I engineered Selena crying on camera. I'm the puppet master. I'm Pinocchio.
Pinocchio wasn't the puppet master, Mike. He was the puppet.
Yeah, he was.
Five-year-olds get that.
Please welcome Matt Walsh.
I heard you guys are starting up a fraternity. I want in.
Listen to me. There is no fraternity. I don't even know what you're talking about. You listen to me. I need this, okay? My wife, my job, my kids, every day is exactly the same. Oh, I go golfing on Sundays. I hate golf.
Guys, you're killing us here, seriously.
Let's get the ladies moving.
Listen, just give me a second.
Rate of play, rate of play, rate of play, rate of play, rate of play.
Haley, you know what? Why don't we just pick it up and move down the fairway?
Start the fire, buddy! Come on, man, play something from a stranger!
We strictly do 80s Joel music, sir. And why you
needed me to. Hey, Billy Joel, you up sucks!
Hey, listen, we only sing 80s Joel! So take your skate cooker wife and get the out of here!
Blood work came in this morning. They found a large amount of Rufalin in your system. I'm not surprised you don't remember anything.
Doc, none of us could remember anything from last night. Remember?
You kept talking about some wedding that you just came from at the Best Little Chapel.
Best Little Chapel, you know where that is?
I do. It's at the corner of Get a Map and F*** Off.
I'm here with another eyewitness who has his own version of what happened. Sir, what did you see?
I think you're great, Charlotte. I saw something fall from the sky right in the middle of Central Park. I mean, you're a great news lady.
Thank you. Could you tell me a bit more about what you saw fall from the sky?
Yeah. Your eyes tell the story. That's what I love about you. You got a great mouth. The thing just dropped in the middle of Central Park.
You're gone, what? Jackie Moon!
What? Jackie Moon is ejected from the game.
I barely raised my boy.
I should call your mother.
You need a phone to heaven to do that.
Maybe your mom didn't go to heaven.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Oh, man.
Tanny always knows how to bring a guest out. I tell you, he always puts it together. Like, this is crazy because I feel like I'm still kind of stuck in Vegas time a little bit this week because we came back and we weren't really doing shows, but we were kind of doing shows because of Cubs baseball.
I feel like we went directly from hanging out at Stadium Swim to Wrigley Field, you know? That's the way it feels, which is a wonderful way to feel, frankly. Like a great moment here in the Chicago sports calendar. Bears coming off a win in Vegas, and now the Cubs having won 2 out of 3 and moving on in the playoffs.
And we had both said it, and it's not just because Matt is here right now, but the highlight of the trip was at the end of the trip for everyone else. We still had a show to do from Vegas the next day.
Yeah.
But we're sitting there on Sunday night just kicking it, like just in the pool, our feet in the pool with Matt Walsh and everyone. Like, we had a wonderful time. Our guy Van Kirk was there.
Daniel Van Kirk and Matt, your friend Scott Armstrong, and your guy's buddy RJ. Like, we were talking about it as Matt Walsh is in studio with us, and like it says on the press packet for the new movie, The Unexpecteds, the guy who was most likely in one of your favorite comedies, you just heard like six of them, maybe eight of them in Chris Tannehill's open. What's up, Matt? How are you?
I'm so happy. I got to say a couple things. Okay. First of all, I have a gift, which I'll reveal in a second. Okay. And secondly, I got invited to Stadium Club. I didn't know what I was in for. We've met before, Matt. I hadn't met Lawrence. And I get there and there's like half-naked women serving chicken fingers. So did you tell your wives when you got home what was happening at Stadium Club is my first question.
At Stadium Swim, yeah.
Stadium Swim.
They know.
They know.
They know.
Yeah.
They're aware.
Is that a health violation, or did they just serve drinks and then other people brought the food out?
Actually,
I'd say three-quarters naked.
You're actually right, because now that I think about it, I don't think that they bring the chicken strips.
Because they're not wearing enough covering.
Because usually it's like the nice guy that brings the chicken strips to us.
Actually, my favorite conversation was, Matt, you and I sitting in the pool thinking about what is the hiring process for waitresses here? Like where do you, what happens in between, well, thanks for coming in. And okay.
You've got the job.
What's in between there?
I think they unroll a piece of floss and say, here, try that on. There's a changing room.
And they give it to you. Yeah, that was such a good hang. And not just because of that, but like, there's a 143-foot television screen with the Packers and the Cowboys on, and we had our legs in the water.
And I've decided that I now want that experience. Like, the watching 11 games at once is cool. Watching one game was magnificent.
With smart football fans.
And a great game, like an amazing game. So the other thing I wanted to say is, in Chicago, I have to visit family. My brother works at a company called ATMI Precast. They build those prefab parking lots and warehouses all
over. Is this your brother, Pat?
This is Mike. Good guess.
Okay.
So I went out to their 35th anniversary today.
I just guessed an Irish name.
There's Pat, Mike, Dickie, Mary, Laura, Annie.
Is there another Pat? Pat too.
But their names are Patrick Michael and Michael Patrick. So
no way.
Oh yeah. That's amazing. The Irish with their gift of words would be more creative.
Yes, and your brother Shlomo. He's an odd duck.
Shlomo and Morty. Mordecai. And then this is a beer stein with ATMI on it and a bag to carry it home.
Wow.
So you guys fight over it. I think it's insulated. I don't know if you drink beer, but
that is a lovely gift.
That's actually perfect. Thank you. Speaks. That's all you, man.
No, man, that's all you.
All right, good.
That's why you guys work well together.
I love how thoughtful you were to go to some place you already were going to be and get a free item that is a promotional thing from a family member and then bring it to us.
Well, it's swag, and I'm not going to bring it home. And I still get credit, don't I?
Yes, you get credit.
Well, don't look down.
Let me ask you a question. I had a former partner once who used to go on a sports TV show where they'd give him $50 gift certificates to Joe's Stone Crab, okay? And when I got married, he gave me four of those $50 gift certificates.
That's not...
I would never give you that for your wedding gift.
How dare you?
He gave me four of those. He's like, it's $200. You could go out to dinner. But first of all, you got it for free, and you're telling me where to go to dinner. That's not really
a gift.
That's not a gift.
It's not a gift.
I also have a Starbucks card with $4.32 that I wanted to give you.
You can keep that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Lawrence, this is you. That stein is you.
No, I like this. This is good.
That's all you, man.
So wait, here at the score, we are often in the two Tyler formation.
Yes, hot Tyler on Tyler action.
Are we now in the two Alejandro formation?
We are, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that would happen on the score?
It's about time.
Exclusive.
Ray Diaz is thrilled we're in the double Alejandro formation.
Yeah, Ray.
And Alex.
We have the actor Alex De Hoyos.
That's correct. Alejandro De Hoyos.
Alejandro De Hoyos.
Yeah.
Who you know, listeners, from The Contractor, from The Man from Toronto. And we have...
And a black belt in karate, so don't mess.
Wow. Good to know.
You've put on fights before, right?
That's right. That's right. I used to organize world championships in Mexico.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Boxing or
kickboxing?
Kickboxing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maurice Smith was the champion, and he later became a UFC champion. You know, a real UFC.
Wow.
Not to be trifled with. I like that.
And then Alejandro Montoya Marin.
Yes.
Is the director of this film and the writer of this film, The Unexpecteds. Welcome.
I'm a transparent belt. It's way past black. You don't see it.
You're so skilled. You don't have to show everybody.
I have suspenders in the martial arts myself.
They're plaid suspenders.
Yeah.
More for comfort.
Wow. Well, Matt, as you can imagine, like people from all over the area are like reaching out via text or inside of our chat. NIU alums are saying what's up to you. They want you to say
go
something.
Go Huskies. I could be a better alumni. Don't shame me. I got to give back more to the NIU Huskies.
Well, now they're going to the Mountain West.
I don't understand the conference moving. Like, is that going to eventually get absorbed by the Big Ten? Two of the teams, how many conferences will stand?
I think it'll probably end up being the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Just it's like crazy. Two giant conferences?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe four if you want to say ACC and Big 12, and then it's just four, and you have a big playoff between those four conferences with four representatives apiece. I don't know.
Yeah. And then there's texters saying, oh, my God, I've been a Matt Walsh fan since the Upright Citizens Brigade. I mean, yeah. I know you as like a 90s Chicago improv icon. As you said, like we met before a long time ago when you were at the Annoyance Theater. And then you went to New York and launched UCB with who?
Matt Besser, Amy Poehler, Ian Roberts.
Okay. And that's like one of the foundational pieces of modern comedy.
Yeah,
technique.
We became an institution like Second City. We built it in New York because they didn't have any long-form improv. So we found an audience that was hungry to do what we had kind of learned in Chicago, and so we started teaching it there.
And one of your friends who was there with us the other night, Scott Armstrong, a co-host with you on the Bear Down podcast.
Yeah, go look up all of the movies he's written.
Tell people.
Well, you played a couple of them.
He wrote Old School.
Old School.
You're my boy, Blue!
Semi-pro.
God, you as the ref in Semi-pro.
I love that movie.
So good.
We got to hang with like Pooh Richardson. Remember him?
Yeah.
We were just shooting hoops all day because they had real NBA guys running the court to play the other ABA team. So it was really fun to just shoot hoops with guys like that. But yeah, he's written a bunch.
Hangover Part 2.
Hangover Deuce. Heartbreak Kid. He wrote on Elf, but he didn't get credit. So he wrote on that.
And we played that snippet of you on Elf when you tell Charlotte she's got a great mouth. It's just so lewd. It's like this family classic, and it's so uncomfortable. It makes me laugh every time.
That was Favreau, the director, saying, just surprise her with some things. Hit on her. That's basically what he said. Like, I had my dialogue to say, but he said, throw in some moments of that.
You seem like the type of person that if I were to ask them this question, that your name would be the answer to it. I would love to know, who's someone that on set would crack you up?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd say the first one that comes to mind, Zach Galifianakis. I've had some huge laughs with him. We did a TV show together. We did Hangover together. We've done a bunch of things.
What TV show did you do?
It was called Dog Bites Man. It was on Comedy Central. We played a fake news team traveling the country, pranking people. And so he's the first guy that comes to mind. But
he's got a really odd presence. Nobody's like him.
No, he's a very surprising delivery, and he's a great joke writer. So he's somebody that comes to mind. I think a lot of the Veep cast, you know, Julia, Tony, Tim Simons, who I still work with, those guys come to mind. So.
A lot of people miss that show, man. Like that show,
especially right now.
There's something about that sensibility that could be useful.
It is calming to make fun of political chaos. So I think that's what people are gravitating. I want to bring something up, which is totally unrelated. We talked about fights. Bradley Whitford was on our podcast that's called Second in Command. Always be promoting. And he told a story. He did a movie with Wilford Brimley. Wilford's very curmudgeonly, notoriously mean gentleman.
Wilford Brimley, the manager in The Natural.
Yes.
Among other things.
Quaker Oats guy.
Yeah. And he was great in, what was the one with young Tom Cruise and Gene
and
Hackman?
Cocoon.
The Firm.
And too. Cocoon.
But I love
Intimate
that.
Acts.
By the way, I think that he was younger than I am now when he did Cocoon.
Well, and when he was in The Natural, when he's the old grumpy manager, he was like 53.
Yeah.
Yes, know? He started out old, but he wasn't that old. But So Bradley's hanging with him, staying away, staying out of his way. He's like, you want to come with me? I'm going to a strip club. So Wilford likes strip clubs. So he took him to a strip club. And Wilford knew everyone there and happened to be dating one of the employees at the club.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And it's not leading there. So at some point they had a conversation about, you know, what do you do? Do you do anything for charity or whatever? And Bradley's like, I do this. Because it's common if you have celebrity, you help cancer, you help kids. Sure. You try to do something
some,
a little bit.
Some people give back to their alma mater. Not
so,
you.
But. Not me. Not me. If NYNIU, if you're listening, I apologize. So Bradley's like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I help protect the sport of cockfighting. So he was using his celebrity power to preserve the legal sport of cockfighting in the United States. That's what he was putting his power behind.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That's
when that everybody is, needs a cause, man.
Everyone needs.
Yeah, you never
you need
know.
To get something. Out in front of something. You need to get out in front of something. And I thought you would enjoy that.
Oh, we God, need to we take do. A time out. But when we come back, let's talk about the unexpected. Because this, I was watching the trailer today, and it looks amazing. And I've got one specific question for you, Matt Walsh.
Okay.
And since Alejandro is here, I got someone that might be able to help me answer it. So we're going to talk with these guys. We are in the two Alejandro formation. Our buddy Matt Walsh is here in studio. We will also talk some Bears, too, because Matt was out in Vegas as the Bears were out in Vegas. And he is well connected when it comes to the Bears. We'll discuss all that next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Matt Walsh, who you know from all sorts of movies.
Matt, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Hello, Matt.
Uh-oh. Cylon's got him.
They got him.
Matt, thanks for joining us. We're really sorry about the technical issues here, man.
Thank you for having me. And turns out all those layoffs at the Score IT department didn't pay off.
They really didn't.
They really didn't.
No. You just got a lot more real than you bargained for. We are going in the emotional tank for the rest of the interview.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, it was true.
It was true.
It was very true.
Whew. Hit way too close to home. Matt Walsh is here, as well as two Alejandros, because one is never enough. They are all part of The Unexpecteds from executive producer Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Of Clerks and Mallrats and so much more. That's pretty damn cool. And Matt Walsh, this is a leading role for you. This is a comedy action caper film, and you get to drive this thing on screen. That must be fun as hell.
Super fun. I met Alejandro on the Eva Longoria film, Flamin' Hot, and we became friends, and he's a film nerd and a director, and he gave me all these DVDs of Wong Kar-wai and John Woo and et cetera. And then the other Alejandro, who's a producer and also an actor who's versed in martial arts, and I met, and we talked, you know, they had a script, and it happened.
See, that's what I wanted to kind of get into. I want to know what type.
Go ahead. You had a question. Go ahead.
What type of training did Matt have to do? Because I see Matt with a firearm in this movie. I see him kicking some ass in this movie. Alejandro, what type of training did Matt have to go through for you to feel okay about you being a part of this process?
Oh, it was months and months of just talking about it.
And was that enough?
In the gym.
Yeah.
We did go to the gym and have submarine sandwiches. So we went to the gym, but we did just talk.
You beat the hell out of those submarine sandwiches.
I crushed them. Oh, my God.
Great.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. So October 14th is when it becomes available.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's available for pre-save.
Right now you can buy it, pre-sale. And it's October 14th. In the United States and Canada for now.
So cool. So you and you guys, like, you've invested a whole bunch of money with a famous YouTuber. It is cryptocurrency, and you get ripped off, and then it's a process of going to get it. Rotten Tomatoes, 86%. Come on now. I mean, it is such a shorthand as you fly by on your streaming device. Like, should I even bother? 86 yeah. means you bother. You check it out.
That's real power. No, I'm proud of that. That's good reviews and good support. Yeah, so far so good. Knock
That's
on
outstanding.
Wood.
All right, if Lawrence mentioned it. Matt Walsh, if you needed to, you could play George McCaskey in a movie. And
apparently I look like him, yeah.
And but you have a lot of actual knowledge of George McCaskey. There's a friendship. There's like a legit friendship.
Yeah,
there.
I used to do a podcast. I still kind of do Bear Down. Big Bear fan forever. I always come back, see games, see him on the West Coast whenever they're close. And George found out somehow, must have heard me on a podcast. And he reached out and said, anytime you want to go to a Bear game. I've since become friends. And I try to see him whenever I'm at a game. And we ran into him at the Vegas game. He was doing the lap, shaking hands. And yeah, he's very nice, good guy, corny sense of humor. But he likes to bust balls. He likes to bust my ball. Can I say bust
yeah,
balls?
Yes, okay. Yes, you're good.
I'm so worried. I do so many podcasts. I'm really watching my language.
Yeah,
ESPN.
Yeah, balls.
Balls. Yeah, they're right. Sports are balls.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. That is an excellent one. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that George has a sweet vibe as a human.
So, look, this is one of the things that Matt and I were talking about when we were in the pool, because I covered the Bears when George was in charge of tickets. So the thing that Matt witnessed, anyone who's covered the Bears and knows George has witnessed, he makes it a point on the road, especially, to go and talk to Bears fans. So I'm not surprised to see him kind of doing the rounds at the Raiders game. And clearly the Bears are also looking at Allegiant Field and being like, hey, here are some ideas for the thing that we're going to build out in Arlington tonight.
When you're going into hostile territory, I think they're spying on them. They're going, how are these guys cheating? What can – do you know what I mean? Because they're so competitive. I think he's walking around Al Davis's stadium going, what are they – are they cheating? What are they doing?
No, we know how they're doing it. It's with Tom Brady. That's how they're
yeah.
cheating.
So he's probably looking for something, like, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, speaking of that stadium, you were there with your pals. If the Bears' new stadium in Arlington Heights ends up being like that place, which it may very well be, are you okay with that? Or are there some things they shouldn't imitate from your experience?
Oh, my
there?
God. I'm an expert. What I love about it is the temperature was gorgeous. It was like air conditioned in Vegas.
Yes,
it was perfect.
This is Trading Spaces, the stadium edition.
What they don't have is you can't do the walk around the ring. For somehow you're impeded when you get to the DJ zone at the north end zone or whatever in Vegas.
Thank God the house music is there, too.
Yeah. I like a live band. Bring back the Honey Bears, even the old retired ones, whatever you can do. But yeah, so
you can't make the full lap.
You can't. You know how you like when you go to a new, if you get there
you
early,
walk around
you want to just see what's what,
absolutely.
See all the food vendors, see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it there. So I would just insist on that. And yeah, I support in Arlington. I mean, they have a huge parcel of land. I think it could be really fun. I know there's a lot of Chicago pride. So whatever happens, I'm on board. But I think it could work really well.
I love this. And I love that, that's I'm looking for little pockets, because I think what they're going to have is they're going to take a little bit of the Vegas stadium. They're going to take a little bit of what State Farm is in Phoenix. I think they're going to take a lot of the stadium in Minnesota, because that's what Kevin Warren built. And I think that that is a pretty good combination, as much SoFi as you can take as well.
Yes, I think it could be a good combo. I think the bigger deal is this. They got a dude as a head coach, man. They got.
Oh my God!
Are
knock
you,
on wood.
Are you crushing on Ben Johnson?
I am. He's handsome. I'd feel safe when if stuff happened. I'd run to him and I'd just hide behind him and say, "How do we get out of this, Ben?" He has that confidence. And I love. I mean, all the post games. You know, when they win, it's so fun to see the game ball stuff. I mean, and I think I told you guys in Vegas, it was so fun to see every player after that win dance off, like to a guy. Everybody was dancing off after that victory in Vegas into the tunnel, and they were celebrating. And I'm like, that's the intangible, like that's the culture thing. You know what I mean? And it was like, I know they're on a bye week, but I was so psyched to see that.
That's the cool thing about going to the stadium and seeing it. You saw the entire roster, all the support staff.
I'm not kidding, because they all linger. Some say a prayer, some shake hands with their buddies, whatever they're doing, or they do press. But even the stragglers, the last guys, to a guy, were just. And there was a lot of us there. There's a lot of Chicago people, so they were like giving highs to us.
All right, so Alejandro Montoya Marin, I want to give you the last word on the movie.
Real quick, for the Mexican fans, what's this team?
Los Venados de Yucatan. This is the state where my dad was born and where I lived, and it's one of my favorite states in Mexico. And I really wanted to wear this jersey to represent.
And you have. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. You've represented.
And we're
strong.
In the midst of ice.
For any Yucatan fans, get on the Twitch. Send us a question.
Viva Mexico.
And the Mexican population in Chicago is robust.
More than anywhere except Mexico City, right?
I mean, it's a pretty really? Big population.
Even in the 90s, that was our late night go to is good Mexican food. I mean it's awesome.
I would say I've traveled around the country and a little bit around the world. Like, street Mexican food in Chicago is better than a lot of five-star Mexican restaurants around the country.
It's the two shopping centers on Ashland, just south of North Avenue. I'm serious. Yes, those places.
That's where we used to go.
That's still where you go. They have those little cafes in the back of the grocery stores. That's the real deal.
Do they have, like, mole with, like, a glass thing and go,
It's not quite as flashy as all that.
Then I don't want it.
That's your Hollywood lifestyle coming out right there.
So when can people see this? How can they see it? And why should they see it?
I think they should see it because it's a fun, unpretentious film. I think it's a movie about the underdogs, which is something incredibly that resonates in Chicago.
Yes.
I came here last year, fell in love with the city. I'm shooting my next film here based on a book called 90 Days in the 90s from Andy Fry. And we knew we had to come, and I think it's a movie that people will embrace and just have fun with it.
That's awesome, because it's a great hardworking city, a great artistic city. Yeah. Like, you know, and people can start doing improv in the 90s and end up either hosting talk shows right here or making movies, fronting movies, you know? Like, it's a city that deserves that kind of love coming back around.
You can learn your art form.
Yeah, also something that's important. This movie was created by, written by Alejandro. It wasn't necessarily a Latino movie. And, I mean, we had Matt Walsh. I mean, he's not Latino.
Honorary Latino.
Yeah. Welcome at the picnic.
Poquito, right. Hablo poquito.
And then it happened that we had, like five Hispanic actors in the movie, and the Hispanic director of Mexican. We're all Mexican. Yeah. It just happened that way. But the story is not necessarily about the Latino person. It's about the, like you said, the underdog. We just happened to be Latino.
Dude, the tagline of somewhere between Ocean's 11 and Pineapple Express. I mean, let's go.
That works. Guys, good luck on this project. We love it. We really appreciate you guys stopping by and hanging out with us.
You can have the bag.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Speaks gets you can the,
have
bag. The bag.
You know what? I'd rather have the bag. It's a little more thoughtful. So thank you. Because he didn't have to do
he'll
that.
He'll legit bring his lunch in.
That's my wedding gift. That counts for my... I didn't know you at your wedding.
It's not my first wedding,
we're good.
So it's good.
It's for all three of us.
Everyone's good.
Thank you.
Both of the Alejandros and Matt Walsh.
And Lawrence.
And and for me.
Lawrence, thank you for giving me the bag that Matt took from his brother's company.
It's very important. When we come back, Olin Krutz is going to join us to talk football. Yeah, that's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.